Welcome to the ShadowNet. My name's Phil, aka Xeroth Maxima. Threat level alpha this week. We are digging through graves of the past and uncovering deep secrets, so it might smell a little. Extra special guest today. I don't know, you've been in the news. It's Whiteblade.
You know, Nisei's most wanted.
Yes, firmly in the Nisei jail.
Like I got tried and convicted. You know?
You're done. Like, you're done.
We got the subpoena. It all happened. I went to trial. I'm in Nisei jail. You got tried for being my accomplice. You're also in Nisei jail.
I'm literally free. I just don't get to suckle on the teat of the sweet Nisei content. Cow?
It's like,
is that? I don't know.
We learned in law class like last week that like it's a crime to benefit from the proceeds of crime.
Oh, well, so then I'm definitely guilty then, yes. Damn, you shouldn't learn that, because now it's real.
It's been a while. That's how law works. If you don't know how the law works, you can't be tried for any crimes.
Yeah, no, that's how I think it should work.
It's been a while.
You say this every time. You're like, oh, it's been so long since we were ordered. Yes, we're busy. You go to law class, and I go to normal work.
We did an episode. Did I do an episode with you last, or did you do an episode with Will last?
No, Will was like months ago. No, we had Kenny. Kenny went to bed.
Oh, we had Kenny. It was before the Canadian net. Spoiler alert, Trudeau won, which we all thought
we were right. 100% correct. Damn, we're
good. And then like probably like the day after we recorded that.
Yeah.
I got a letter from Nisei.
They were just waiting on the election results.
Yeah, I got a letter from Nisei basically being like, shut the fuck up. It was kind of like the
that's
moral
literally
story.
The only content of the letter is 4 pages of just being like, Eric, shut the fuck up.
Yeah. They were like, hey, you know, Eric, shut the fuck up. You're an asshole. And, you know, fair, not wrong.
Yeah,
but also,
no, I'm glad that you're not disputing that fact.
No, I mean, I think that like if the spirit of the letter is stop being a dickhead.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. I am a dickhead. But also, this letter's wild.
It's pretty.
It's like 4 pages. I feel like we're sort of dredging up old news. I kind of wanted to talk about it because Slumscast talked about it. And I was like, it's like reading about your, it's like reading a news article about yourself in the newspaper, right? You know?
Has that like, ever happened about you? What have you done that you ended it?
No, but it's, you know, it's like those people who like find out, like especially like among famous people where there's like poor communication, I guess, whatever, where they're like, you know, like Alex Trebek, well, Alex Trebek is dead, but.
Don't shit on Alex.
I love Alex Trebek, but it is a fact that the man has passed away.
Yeah.
Who's like, if they're like Ryan Reynolds fired from set of Deadpool 3 or whatever.
Right.
And like Ryan Reynolds reads that in the newspaper, like, that's how he finds out. Like, that's how I felt with the Slumscast episode. It's like, we're losing control of the narrative.
Oh, okay. Yeah. We got to retake control. What's a good Netrunner card to illustrate this? Controlling the message.
Controlling the message. Yeah. Hard-hitting news.
Control it.
The letter's very funny.
I'm glad you think it's funny. I felt like they tried to be serious.
Well, no, they did try to be serious, but it wrapped back around. Like, there are parts of this that are, like, very, like, dry and boring and, like, you know, we're really upset with you, blah, 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 stuff like that. And, like, I can empathize with that statement. Many people are upset with me, you know? In some way, they could get in line. But there are parts of this letter that are so fucking funny, dude.
Let's not just read the letter, though. I want to say, we recorded a big chunk about, what are they calling it now?
Shivgate?
Shivgate? There's another gate, but maybe it was about something else.
I feel like Shivgate was the thing.
TI4 gate was the other one. We'll get to TI4 gate.
TI4 gate is also really fucking good.
TI4 gate. The scoops for later is good. We already recorded a segment about Shivgate. And the next day, I didn't get the letter. But you shared it with me so I could read it. Sharing the Nisei jail that you've been put in. So I appreciate you sharing that with me. But yeah, instead of just like cutting out the content and putting it back in, I think you had a really good idea. We go back, we read it back. Dramatic reading, fully scripted, basically a fucking Slumscast episode. should be good.
I mean, I do think it's like, I think we had like probably 15 minutes of me talking about Shivgate and then also me like shitting on the rules team. And we decided that the timing was poor. And also, like, to the rules team threat, they have fixed a lot of the things I complained about. So we decided, you know, maybe it's not the time. What did you do to the audio, Phil? Would you like to explain to the crowd?
I gave Google my banking details. I gave them my phone number. And they said, hey, here I have a free trial of a transcription service. I swore at my computer for like 15 minutes, but now it works. We got a sort of an AI transcribed version of what we said, which has some words that I don't recognize. So we'll see how this goes. Shit, are we recording right now? We're recording. We're all good. No, it's good. I had minor panic there.
I will say that like this fucking, these passages that have been translated by Google are nonsense.
Well, let's go with it, and I think it'll make sense.
I think there's a real chance that you put a musical interlude here and do not play this audio, because it will, I think when we read this, it will be insane to the human ear.
Okay, no, but look, we'll say we're reading this AI thing, and if it's really bad, I'll just cut in the original audio. No one will know. You're the character of Phil in this, and I am the character of Eric. And, I mean, when you start going. And I'll cut in when we think it's you talking. Who knows?
I think I start talking here.
Yeah.
Do you want to talk to us about the new and exciting Ice Blake? Is that the real team has released? That's what you deserve. I think I felt I really should recant the whole story. I think you should tell people what happened to AM. You probably had 3 beers in the Discord to call. And you tell your friends, hey, I need to finish this call. Might have will stop 16 finishes at what time does champions in the who can say. But of course it's a start. I'm like, what we need an Eternal deck. And they're like, okay. So we built the dumbest fucking coat that covered the scene, which was a sports game changer on Katrin rewiring and Arrow Spike.
It's like what you have, like 6 wind conditions and like a bounding hit 2 of them in a game or something. So I need a Colgate breaker passport. Let you know, a remote break. I didn't want to fucking play Abigail. And then like she was like, wrong text. So you look at everybody, be Shiv and the wrong type of text because I think it's texted. This is the studies British.
And it's still up this way. I'm not ready to be with you. So did you hear the thing about how SFG lost the algorithm to like the Keyforge deck? I don't remember talking about this. Do you think the rules team stole it to put together like these new cards? So we're like, oh yeah, she was just a bit of judge call.
Place the first 2 rounds. And we didn't know one fucking rest of a code gate. Wait, were you only on the person on this deck and was the only person who fucking with no one saw it was in Chico Gatebreaker in the 3rd round and I was like, I'm just hate Chivas and implemented it correctly right now. I'm just going to use it. The brightest flashlight, $6, and there's a pause and my pulse, like, yeah, I mean, if you look it up.
Should have called the judge. Felt bad this is a new playings who's playing in the attendance at 2007 stall that read a fucking gatekeeper. I'm over fucking droid, and the document that called Eric is technically correct or something like that. It's funny. I think it's funny. It is funny. Maybe we could link it. I do think it's in some sense like, yeah, it was just a fucking protest. You know, Shrek, by the way, is also the same way as the code breaks barriers or something. I did get sort of my prize get taken away.
Care about prizes. I think it was a joke. And I'm also glad you're getting punished. Well, people were upset. I think there was a sense of people who were actually quite upset that happened from a different viewpoint. It is textbook angle shooting. It is like this, like you obviously, this is not intended. And he's trying to like play the rule to have this like amazing zero cost decoder. Yeah, maybe that's not an ATM. Maybe don't release an 80 page document of rules about it in your card. Than like a week before a tournament, and is the same thing right? Hide my bucket is busted with consumed the day until I come out and say that I'm just letting the reason I did it because I'm frustrated with how the rules is temple in the game right now, and I think it's fucking silly in some of these disease. Hurrah is silly in some sense, you know?
lot of unneeded. Did she need to be a rotted, like, in the first place? Anyone want this? I can understand a rotting all the standard... Oh, that's so fucking funny. It's take a rotter as a rotting. A rotting, like, all the standard legal codes. Who the fuck plays Shiv? You know, like, who needed a Chevy product? And all, like, so I'm just like, you can't stand, like, this sentiment. I don't even think rules, like, put forth all the time. So if you don't like, I don't know... One from the Real Sinfulness podcast. So we're staying or whatever good. Like, you know the rules with so fucked at the effigy? And I'm like, we're having a coherent, like, all the... I'm sorry. But it's just
pick it back up. It's so nonsense.
You know the rules with so fucked at the effigy? And I'm like, we're having a coherent, like, the rules working at the way it works like the rules. It's written right now, you know what I mean? Like, so do this no more guesswork. There's no more Twitter ruling. Do you know where the official contact for Egg Infusion right now is, Phil?
It's a fancy route to put O on baby. I had a lot of hope for, like, the rules team to make it cohesive, and for some reason, I thought it would be simpler. Man, trying to go through the rules and, oh my god, that's not happening for me. I'm not going to make it. Like, straight up, I think they should have been like, hey, listen, it's the start of, like, June. She was, like, the first draft, the rules. Everyone can submit feedback if I can strike the strike in the shipping. So just because people had to do that for you anyways, like, people had to sit down and go through the whole dog and point out, like, a bunch of errors are had gameplay affecting results. Ask for help when you need help. The community has your back.
Reach thing is like it. Doesn't bother me, really. Like, I don't like interface and reach. But I'm like, whatever. You know what I mean, like?
I love your consequences. They literally took the prizes from your hands and rules changes I'm playing every week. I'd like, regularly, I had to look up cards in my phone to find out the new rules. Like, not my car driving for, like, my students to the street. They change the texture counter surveillance. And they changed how our Andy and the root work. So actually, I do have to fucking figure out and ask me how this all works together. And my cuz don't do what they say, cuz anymore in person, I don't want to have me get ready to open, understand what my cards do. I feel like I should be able to read my cards and have a general idea of what's going on here. We need to have a good look at 3 minutes. This thing on Popcorn on Tuesday about how Wario Tracker Watch, because it's been changed, the root system has been straight up.
What time will the changes? It's like this. It's a frustrating thing, and also the like, we're better than FSG rules. Take at the same time, that just makes me fucking frustrated. You know what it's like? Station with having, like, this perfect, complete, cohesive game, whereas, yeah, I would have made more sense to both of us. I think if we're just like, boom, here's the Nisei stuff, make that perfectly and cohesive, get off the FFFR. Like, members of the community, people who do different jobs, and they can have their own opinions. And I'm not saying don't say those things. I'm just saying it's fucking funny to have nice. If people would have been like, be like, all these new rules are great. Like, we're doing so much better than, like, half of G. And then it's like, at the same fucking thing to put a ruling, it's the rules. So don't make any sense. And then, like, when I play with on some of them, like the shift, like he was, like, my kind of, like, I'm going to get fucked.
In trouble for saying you're going, I say, don't even know there was Twitter for weeks out weeks. Not run is now rules as written. I played your rules as written, and I got my fucking prizes taken away. You know what I mean?
I understand. I'm sure the people who are upset with the blame changer, right, and the people who are upset with this thing is like a one-to-one overlap. You know, like, in this fucking internal tournament that no one cared about who speaks well, I have tried to pick up the stakes with Lid to his lowest. If I was playing, like, straight up a bigger breaker in my intercontinentals, I would have buy a lot of good, like, sort of competitive arguments more strongly. Should I call the judge in the fairground? Absolutely. I will take any criticism on that on the front of an absolutely, I don't disagree with the 80-page arrivals document that no one really understands.
I mean, I think that just says it all. That was so good.
That was like...
Who's gonna fucking listen to this? I don't know.
Is this like what the ShadowNet sounds like to people who aren't us?
Probably. My wife, like, wanted to listen to it once, and she was like, what the fuck? I can't listen to this. This is nonsense.
See, I like this because...
Maybe this is how we should do every episode. Record an episode, fucking throw it into Google Translate, and then, yeah,
My favorite part of this is, like, I think this is a good strategy because, you're going to put this first, and then people won't listen to the part where we talk about the Nisei letter, and they won't get a chance to be mad, because who the fuck's going to listen to the episode after that?
No, Nisei cannot be mad at you for what has been said so far in the episode.
Insane fever dream of a fucking comp. Like, what the fuck?
Oh, man.
Anyway, so that's basically broadly our thoughts on Shiv Gate.
That's pretty much a one-to-one recounting of the events.
That's how it happened. And then we got a letter.
The next day, yes. The very next day.
It was signed by the organized play, the equity, diversity, and inclusion team, and the community team.
Yeah, this is excellent.
So three teams, they all signed. Parts of this are like, I mean, the sort of general takeaway is like, don't be a dickhead, right? Like, that's just what they're saying.
That is what they're saying, yeah.
And I agree, you know. I think I was talking to someone about this, and they were like on the being, so like one of the consequences of this is I'm not allowed to be on Nisei official streams or whatever.
Yeah, you fucked those up enough. That's fair.
And I was like, I think everyone was like, man, I'm surprised it's taken this long.
Yeah, pretty much.
You know what I mean? Like, everyone was like, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. No, but real talk, like, I see how it takes this long, Nisei being like an organization, not a person. And I think that's also the reason why it's 4 pages long of, like, if you quickly read through this, it would make as much sense as our previous comments. Like, it's it's too many words.
It's too many words. And I think, like, it's just, like, weird to, like, pull. They have this, like, laundry list of, like, code of conduct violations from, like, a year ago, right?
Yes. Yeah.
It's like, if those were real problems, and maybe they are, I don't know. I just think it's like, you know, bring them at the time. Don't, like, sit on them for a year and then, like, decide to bring them all up at once.
Yeah, and again, I think this is a problem organizationally for Nisei, is they have no way to address this stuff. Like, there was the one dude that got banned for being a, like, telling people to kill themselves on JNet, which, yeah, good job banning him right away. But for less severe offenses... Like, they don't have, there's no roadmap to, like, telling people, like, stop being a dick, right?
Well, I mean, if you think of the blame changer write-up, telling people to kill themselves, that those could be equivalent things. Who knows? So maybe that's why I got this letter.
I mean, the blame changer is mentioned here. I don't think they're equivalent. Yeah. I don't think they think it's equivalent, because they would have banned you right away.
The blame changer thing is like... I still think that write-up is really funny.
I think it's a good joke, and I think people from Nisei had, like, good responses to it. Just say, like, yeah, okay, but we didn't have time to test it, so it didn't get banned. Like, fuck off.
I mean, I do think Vastron's gonna get banned. Like, as someone who doesn't know what the ban list is, I think Vastron's gonna get banned on Monday or whatever.
Yeah, that is the theme of this episode, is speculating on that, right? Oh, we'll get there.
The Lame Changer write-up was just like, I don't know. I thought it was funny. I liked it. I get
how people that have lovingly crafted a ban list for the game take it personally. I get that. It sucks.
I mean, yes,
but once the meme is out there, you gotta roll with the meme.
I do think it would have been wrong if I had written a blame changer write-up and it would have been I'd been like, hey, you know, like, Mike is a fucking problem. He needs to step down from the ban list team. That would have been wrong. Because calling out the individual members is... But critiquing, like, the thing is, like, not... I don't think it's a problem. Like, critiquing the ban list team.
And you also, know, like, I'm surprised it didn't make it on the cut of this list is you telling me on this show that you wish everyone from the ban team resigned.
I don't think... Well, here's the thing. I don't think they listened to... I don't think the people who wrote this letter listened to the Shadow Net. The Shadow Net episode is so funny because, like, no... Like, everyone who's... Okay, anyone who's listening to this, be cool. Don't be a fucking knock. Don't send them the Shadow Net episode about the...
Advice from your lawyer. Don't be a knock.
Yeah, don't be a knock because, like, there's at least 5 code of conduct violations in that episode, I swear to God. So... yeah, it's funny, like, we did the Shining episode that was like, I was like, very rarely am I like, things are gonna cross a line.
Yeah,
there were parts of that was like, oh, we're gonna get like a fucking we're gonna get a letter, like, this is inappropriate,
someone's gonna say something,
but we publish it anyway because we believe in values of freedom and free speech.
Well, we've tossed shit before, but yeah,
are we the netrunner? Oh no, I was going to say, like, are we the Netrunner, like, alt-right? Like, do we have to go to, like, another website?
No, I don't want to be that. No, don't even say it. Oh, now it's true. Damn. You ruined it for everyone.
I don't want to have to go on Slack and be like, the Slack moderate. I'll go on GLC. We're making a new Discord where, like, no moderation.
Competing Discord. Free speech only.
Free speech only. People can say whatever they want about Nisei. This is a cursed dark timeline.
No, why are we going down this path?
If I ever say or do that, I would like a member of the Vancouver meta to kill me. I don't know who it is. You know, you can choose how you kill me.
I think you shouldn't know who it is so they can surprise you, right? If you know who it is, if you call out and you're like, Alec, you're big dude. You can do it. You got tall.
Yeah, just strength.
No, just if you say that, then you're gonna watch for it. You gotta get a rando to come up.
I mean, like, I'm just saying, like, either go fund me to, like, hire a hitman to kill me or, like, just strangle me. You know where I live? Just strangle me in my sleep. I don't want to live in a world where I'm that person.
It'd be poetic a little bit if you got shivved.
Okay, this is bad. That's really funny, Phil, actually. what were we talking about?
I don't know. We were reading this letter. We got so off track.
Oh, yeah. The Blame Changer write-up. The episode that I'm pretty sure would get us canceled. We published an episode. People were like, this is good. Like, this is funny. And we were like, good, because it was supposed to be funny.
Yeah.
And also, like, that was at the point in my life where I was working out my cathartic frustration with Netrunner through Shannon episodes.
Yeah, the sad zones. Now I'm sure we'll have more sad zones. Don't discount that.
We'll probably do sad zones again, but sad zone. I really like that. We'll probably do sad zones again, but also, like, now I'm just playing another card game, you know? I moved on. Yeah. I found another partner.
Sure.
But, so that's why I was kind of surprised at the Blame Changer. Like, the Blame Changer write-up is very edgy, but, like, it's not nearly as edgy as that Shannon episode.
No, not nearly. I guess the argument was that NetrunnerDB is a public place, and a deck list of the week is very
visible. I didn't get to choose that.
And why could take it off. They could take it off. Nisei controls.
But don't look at me. This is like, this is the fucking frustrating thing.
I know.
This is, like, the fucking frustrating thing that Michael from Slumscast. First off, I'm sorry. I've committed the cardinal sin. I listened to a Slumscast episode.
Don't do that.
But, like, Michael was making this argument about how, like, it's harmful for new players because, like, a new player's going to see this on the front page of the website. First off,
Do new players use it? I don't know. I never look at the deck list of the week. Never.
I'll just say it. I think that, like, if you're a new player who's passionate about Netrunner and you read the Blame Changer write-up and you were like, I can't play Netrunner anymore. It's just never going to happen. I'm like, okay. Actual new players have more, like, moral resolve and, like, will to play the game than, like, the Blame Changer write-up is not going to be, like, the fucking thing that sunk the ship. You know what I mean?
If you've read through the rules of Netrunner, I think you can.
Yeah, like, if you know what the fucking words resed and derezed mean, Blame Changer was not going to dissuade you from playing a game at your locals.
Who knows? I'm not those people. Maybe those people exist. We are not all people.
It's like fucking the new play. Like, there's, like, got to be, like, some philosophy concept. Like, the new player perspective is, like, this fucking platonic ideal that, like, everyone just projects their values onto. I swear to God.
I would love an episode where we get a new player fresh off the hopper.
There's no way they would want to talk to us.
Well, they don't know yet. They don't know this show.
Oh, like, you think we should, like, record them secretly?
No. We invite them on the show, be like, we want a new player perspective, and then they can just tell us about Netrunner. I think it'd be great.
That actually sounds not terrible, but where we're going with this. Oh, yeah, so Michael was making this argument that, like, it's harmful to the community because it's going to be on... I didn't choose for it to be on the front page of NetrunnerDB, asshole. I didn't make that decision. Like, first off, the people who run NetrunnerDB could just pull it from the front. If it was truly...
Those have been gamed before, and they've, you know, the bad ones have been taken off. So
if it was
possible.
Truly harmful content, they could have fucking taken it down. It's not my fault. Listen, the people want what the people want. You know, like, listen, I'm just out here publishing deck lists. I didn't know it was going to be front page of the week. And also, the only reason it was front page of the week is because people liked and favorited it.
You put 10 bespoke memes in your write-up, it's going to make deck list of the week.
I would like to say that I fucking won the U.S. National Championship and the Asia-Pacific Championship, did not make deck list of the week with either of those decks. Fucking just shit on Nisei for 500 words and straight to the moon with you. I just think, like, I was just, this Michael, it's funny because in the episode, Michael leads
opinion. Who's Michael? Mike from Nisei?
No, Michael.
Oh, Neuropancer?
Yes.
Oh,
He's on Slums Cast.
Huh. No, I didn't know who you're referring to. Okay, thank you for clarifying.
What other famous Michael is there?
The Mike Papadopoulos.
But you can be named Mike without being named Michael.
Maybe.
Like, Mike's his legal name.
I don't know these things.
Also, like, in online communities, if you go with a nickname and people call you by that nickname, you forfeited your rights to your original name.
I did not know Neuropantzer's name. I literally sent him mail, and I just wrote NPantsu on it, hoping
the postal
system would figure it out.
Did he get it?
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
Is your full name Phil?
No.
What is it, like, Philistoff?
Philistoffe.
Philistoffe, is that your full name?
It's Philippe.
Oh, like Philip, like the French Philip or the English Philip?
The very French one, yeah.
Philippe?
No, see, now you're delving into, like, Spanish. No, you've gone too far?
Like Philip, like Les Mis?
There's a Philip in Les Mis? I've seen...
I don't know. I'm presuming because it's French.
I've seen the one with Wolverine in it, but I don't remember.
Les Mis with Wolverine?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he's in it.
I mean, that makes sense because Wolverine is like... He also fought in the U.S. Civil War. I'm hoping for the correct side.
Yeah.
But... What a fucking lore twist it would be that Wolverine was like a Confederate soldier. That'd be terrible.
Can we move on to TI4 Gate?
Oh yeah,
the best part of this, I think.
Also, I would like to issue a. This is gonna get me in trouble, but okay.
We're already in trouble.
I'd like to issue a correction on my statement that is harmful and a code of conduct violation. I said, apparently, I don't remember this. I mean, it sounds like something I would say, so like I'm not disputing that I said it because it's in line with my brand. I said on the Black Lives Matter stream that all Americans are trash at Netrunner.
That does sound like something you would say.
I think that's unfair. I would like to correct my statement. My official stance is that the vast majority of Americans are trash at Netrunner. I do know a few good Americans at Netrunner. So, you know, I want to be fair to the country.
Much less problematic stance.
Much less problematic. It's not even a code of conduct violation, so it's fine to say. So yeah, I think that basically wipes that charge off the permanent record.
I'm pretty sure you said on this show that everyone in the world sucks at Netrunner.
Well, that's just true statistically.
Mm.
Also, like, yeah, I've met a lot of bad people at Netrunner. I'm starting to become bad at Netrunner. I feel myself like I am becoming bad at Netrunner. It's like,
because you're in Benjamin like a Button. Poly card relationship now, you're explaining. Of course you're bad.
Well, yeah, because not every card game.
Gonna get us banned too. No, poly relationships are okay.
No, poly relationships are obviously okay. But my point is that I actually have become good friends with someone who's poly, so I've learned a lot about polyamory lately.
Do you think it will help you play multiple card games?
Yeah.
Oh my god, I think I have a work call. Wait, I maybe it's just the Bank of Canada wanting to send me to jail. Hello, hi, this is Phil.
It's like what you have like six wind conditions you like a bounding hit two of them in a game or something and I need a Colgate breaker passport let you know we need a remote break I didn't want to fucking play Abigail and then like she has the wrong text so you look at everybody B Shiv has the wrong type text because I think I texted this of the studies.
I guess they don't want to talk. Okay, it's all good. Resume.
Yeah, for sure, because like not every card game can give you what you need at the same time.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's the same concept. Like, different partners play different roles.
Yeah, maybe I get all my fulfillment from playing Shaper, you know?
No, for sure. Like, I'm also, you can be monogamous and that's fine. Like, you can be married to Netrunner for the rest of your life.
Yeah, yeah. Till death do us part. Multiple deaths, doesn't matter. No, not even the death. It's dead already.
Well, didn't, like, Frankenstein had a wife.
Frankenstein did have a wife. There we go.
There you go. Is Frankenstein's wife like in the original book or is it like an add-on?
No, I think it's like
the Frankenstein DLC.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's like 80s DLC.
Oh, wow. I would honestly, like, isn't that kind of what like Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter or whatever? That's just DLC?
No, that's fanfic. That's completely different.
Okay.
Yeah. Don't get confused.
But yeah, so during Intercontinentals, like a year ago, by the way.
Yeah.
The tournament went really long and I had people coming over to play TI at like 2. So like I played like my last round of the game during TI. But like the big meme during the tournament was like I'd have to leave to play TI.
Yeah.
Apparently this is like a code of conduct violation because it's like disrespectful to my opponents.
This is what I don't get. You publicly announced that you're also playing, I think, a major tournament in the bath.
I have played tournaments in the bath. Yes.
I don't know. Which one is more disrespectful?
Do you think the bad part about being in the bath is the water or the nakedness?
I think they can both impact, right? Like, not that you're typing it out in JNet chat being like, ooh, I just dropped the soap, but it could be implied, you know?
Like it's rude to, like, wash your balls and play Netrunner at the same time?
Absolutely. Do not do that.
It's not that rude.
It's like washing your balls. I mean, yes, no, yes, you should be like hygienic in your life.
It's something people should be doing. Or, you know, other female genitalia.
No, no really, yeah, wash your genitals, regardless
wash
of
your
what
they are. Wash your crotch. But, like, washing your crotch during a Netrunner tournament, that's just being time efficient.
Oh, you think it's more of a multitasking thing rather than a rudeness thing.
Well, yeah, I mean, like, sure. I think it's like, hey, listen, my balls got to get washed, and also I got to play this Netrunner tournament. Let's fucking jam them together.
All right.
Like, okay, what percentage of, I would say, like, a high percentage of people play, maybe like 20% of people play Netrunner tournaments online in their underwear.
Yeah, I mean, I'm never focused on JNet. A lot of times I might be holding a baby or on the phone. And sorry if I take a lot of time, but is it during a major tournament? I think this is the sticking point. It's not, but also if you hadn't said anything, they wouldn't know. Did you also win TI?
No, I fucking got smashed. I was
clearly your focus was on Netrunner then.
Yeah. So that's the letter.
It's a big letter.
There was a big, I sort of published a response to it, and there was a community backlash or whatever.
People were upset at the tone. I think Nisei is still issuing a statement about it.
So I don't think I don't think they're going to issue a statement.
This is the problem. Someone said they would, so let's see if they get to it.
Well, that's exactly it, right? Like, I mean,
do you think it needs a response?
Do I think it needs a response?
You can absolve whoever Nisei gets fucking told to write a letter to you again from writing a letter right here. But maybe you're like, fuck yeah, give me another letter, Nisei.
I mean, I think they should uphold all the penalties. Except I would like to see some sort of route to reconciliation on getting spoilers. Like, I would like to know what the fuck do we have to do to get... I don't... Okay, all this fucking communication, no, not having Nisei people on thing. Little draconian. The not having Nisei people on is a little vindictive, but whatever. You know, bygones be bygones.
Yeah.
Sure. Like, we were supposed to have June on for the Boy Alice spoiler, but I guess that's just not happening.
That's in years. We have time. we have time to make it up to them.
But, like, I'm... Phil, I'm worried for you.
Why?
Because you're like a bear who comes out and only, like, eats a bunch of fish and berries and then, like, sleeps for, like, 9 months of the year.
That's so accurate. You have no idea. Okay, go on.
You come out of hibernation.
Yeah.
Feast on scoops.
Uh-huh.
And then go back into hibernation and don't even play Netrunner while there's no scoops. So
what am I going to do? Am I going to starve in the winter?
I'm concerned you're going to starve in the spring or whatever because, like, these days deforesting the area. There's going to be no scoops.
Oh, like, no.
You're going to starve.
Look, I can just start a second podcast. Problem solved.
I want to pitch on, like, I just won't be around for the spoiler episode.
I don't know. We'll see. We'll hash it out.
Oh, you could do, like, a shell company. I like this. I like this vibe. I like hey, you know.
I'm Felipe.
Felipe on the wholesome net.
Yeah.
You know, positive vibes for Nisei. Nisei's doing the best. Never done a thing wrong in their lives. And just like...
It sounds like a good show to me.
Yeah.
So scoops on that show in the far future.
And then also, like, I am still going to get to spoil my champion card, which is nice.
Oh, yeah, see, we at least have one scoop. Unless you don't want to scoop it on the show, just fucking drop it on Twitter like Toby.
No, I'll scoop it on the show.
Well, there we go. We got one scoop to tide me over the long winter of Borealis.
One fish.
Yeah.
I would like, in terms of apology, I don't think there needs to be a public apology because that's not my vibe. And, like, I think it would be silly if Nisei came out with this fucking long statement being like, oh, like, we're sorry, woe is us. Like, you know, it's not like that. I don't need some fucking, like, essay, like, 1,000 words explain to me why what you did is wrong. And, like, I think they should probably, if they want to uphold all of these, that's fine. I would hope they, like, showed some path to reconciliation, what that looks like. Because right now it just kind of sounds like, we like you. If we like you, well, like, you can have scoops again, which is like, I don't know what that means. Like, what do I have to do to get you to like us?
Oh, boy. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Maybe that's harder than just writing a letter.
What's the path of reconciliation? But I would like some private acknowledgement that while the penalties are upheld, we apologize for the tone. We'll, won't write a letter like this again in the future.
There we go. Just
like, that's all I want. Just a, like a small, it doesn't even have to be in like public space. Look, you can just shoot me a DM.
I'll tell them what to do. Clip that out. Put in fucking Google AI transcriptor and put in the mail, put in the Discord mail and send it to Eric. Job done.
Worlds is coming up.
Oh, yet again. And
it feels like fucking last year Worlds. This whole year.
Did it just happen? Rolling. Yeah. Who won last year? Limes. He was on the show.
I forgot about that episode.
Yeah, you weren't on it.
No, I wasn't. I was in the sad zone.
Yeah. Nah, yeah, you're out of it now. Yeah, damn. And it's even late this year. It's like a month after, but it seems like we were just there.
Yeah, there's a new ban list coming out for Worlds.
Which fucking props to Nisei ahead of schedule. I'm shocked. I'm floored.
Well, okay, yeah. Great job. They announced it was gonna be like basically 2 weeks before Worlds.
Yes.
And I think like this is a good moment. Like, as much as I am apparently fucking shitting on Nisei all the time, I will say that like this is a very positive step. I mean, I think there was community feedback and they were like, okay, we'll move it up. And we'll see what the consequences of that are, whether like it'll be undertested or overtested, who knows.
Personally, I'm devastated because I don't test. So honestly, this is lowering my stocks for my placement at Worlds.
I do think this is a lot of time to give, like enough time to give people. Like, I think this is good.
It's like a month-ish, right?
It's a month-ish. And like also, I'm curious as to how this ban list is going to go.
Me too. Spicy predictions?
I mean, I think, spicy predictions?
Okay, you want to get the boring predictions out of the way?
Sure.
Get the board.
Sandbox and Vashon.
I can see it. Yeah.
Both banned, obviously.
Do viruses get countermanned? If so, which ones?
Just ban, like, do we think they're going to go for the boring, like, just nerf all the, ban all the good cards? Or do we think they're going to unban?
Well,
I think they will never unban a card.
I don't think they will unban a card. I think it's too risky before Worlds to, like, just unban something and, like, oops, it's broken. And, like, it gets discovered two weeks before Worlds and everyone's on the same fucking decks.
Well, the competitive people want, like, a big shakeup.
Yes. A lot of people are calling for wild unbans. I would unban government takeover. Just give it back.
Well, fucking for sure, yeah. I mean, like, there's a lot of unbans that I think are safe because they don't need to be on. I would like to see, I don't know. There's no good options.
This is the difficulty of being on the MWL team. What the fuck do you do? I don't know.
I mean, I think this, I will say, like, on the previous SBL, I still think it was there were a lot of bad decisions. And also I thought, like, yeah, basically on the last SBL, I'm fucking still critical of the decisions. I think one of the reasons we're in such a tough spot is because of those decisions.
Mm-hmm.
And they sort of stepped in it. They stepped in like stepped in a trap when they didn't need to.
Yeah.
On this one, like, whatever. I don't think there are a lot of good options. I think, like, there are no decisions where I'm like, oh yeah, these are like the obvious decisions you make to like save the game and like, well, everyone's happy. Like, no one's gonna be happy with this list. It's just kind of gonna be like changes.
I'll tell you what would make everyone happy with this list.
What would make everyone happy?
Oh yeah, like, yeah, ban some shit. I don't care. Borealis booster pack. Do it!
I don't think they can do a Borealis booster
pack. Every world should be booster pack. I don't know why they didn't do a gateway booster pack for last worlds. Nisei, if there's no art, get at me. I'm gonna draw you some drawings. It's fine. No charge.
Is that okay? They might hold you to that.
I will do a whole booster pack. I will do a whole Borealis. It's not gonna be good.
I would like to see Game Changer unbanned.
Yeah.
That'd be fun. I don't think it will be, but I think that'd be fun.
It would be fun, yeah. Artist Colony. Ooh. Could be good.
I don't know. We'll see. We'll probably record an episode. Do we have a guest lined up for that episode?
We absolutely have a guest lined up for next episode. A non-Nisei guest, as the law dictates.
Oh, if we have a Nisei guest, we're violating our parole.
So. Wait, I don't think they can apologize to you because that would be content.
Oh, yeah. I should get the con. Oh, sorry, I'd like to retract previous statements that were honest. I would like the statement in the form of audio so that I can play it on the ShadowNet and put it in, like, e-cards and, like, send those e-cards to, like, different people in the Netrunner community thing.
Aw. Yeah, that'd be nice if you send people cards.
Yeah. Also, if the exact text of the apology could be, I'm sorry, Eric, you were right and Nisei was wrong, but just that, like, in, like, Bart Simpson style, like, on a chalkboard, that would also be acceptable.
That seems very likely that that's what their apology is.
What are some other forms of apologies that we think would be good, Phil?
I'm trying to think of points in my life which I've been apologized to. Skywriting. Have you ever seen skywriting? I've seen a plane maybe do skywriting. It might have just been chemtrails. I don't know these things.
Oh, don't tell me you believe in chemtrails.
No, but there used to be a big billboard going out to the mountains warning people about chemtrails. Alberta, baby.
What about we didn't do Canadian Politics Corner.
We shit on Trudeau a little bit, didn't we? Oh, we just said we could Canadian Politics Corner, weren't it?
I'm trying to think of anything that's happened in Canadian politics lately.
Well, there was the election. I don't know about you, but we are in the middle of a crisis of governance here in Alberta. We got Kenny fucking up at every decision, and we got all the cities are electing new mayors. And oh boy, the Conservatives have budget. But yeah, I don't know. It's looking not bad. A fun thing. Can I endorse candidates here? Yeah, fuck it. Sure. It's my show.
For sure, we can.
A fun thing that Alberta wants to do is to elect its senators, which is not how the Senate works, but we're doing it anyways, baby. I pre-voted, so I already voted for all this stuff.
You can't vote, but you can't vote. What do you mean? For senators?
I have voted for a senator, and I endorse fully Jet Thunders, an air guitarist that wants to be in the Senate, and I think he would do a fantastic job representing.
So for context, for those who don't know, Canada has like a second house of parliament.
Mm-hmm. The sober but it's second house.
Sober and second thought. It's called the Senate. But unlike the U.S. Senate, the Senate is appointed by the prime minister. People who sit in the Senate sit for life, and they are appointed by the prime minister.
Mm-hmm.
They are not...
not elected.
And they're supposed to be nonpartisan.
Yeah,
but that doesn't happen. So wait, who's letting you vote for the fucking senators?
It's on the ballot.
That's wild, dude.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's absolutely non-binding. Hey, I also voted on if we should repeal equalization. So that gives you an idea of the bar of content that's on this election.
I feel like I've been like so jacked out of politics.
Yeah, that's what happens when you move to fucking hippy-dippy Vancouver. You get checked out. Oh, I'm too busy going to school to care about the real issues in life, Eric.
Well, there was the National Day of Truth and Reconciliation.
There was. Did you take a vacation to Tofino?
Oh, Jesus Christ. Dude, that was so funny. So what happened was Justin Trudeau was invited by, I want to say it's like the chiefs, but like Indigenous members and activists in the Kamloops area to come to Kamloops, because Kamloops was, oh man, we gotta do the whole fucking Canada.
Are you doing
genocide.
The whole fucking thing? Yeah, okay.
Okay, fine. We'll do the quick facts
give
on
me the
how
highlights.
Canada committed.
Yeah.
Canada committed genocide.
Mm-hmm.
And we had these schools where we sent Indigenous people to and fucked them up in a vast majority of terrible ways. I'm not gonna do it justice here. I would Google Canadian residential schools. Canada committed genocide. And so what happened was, years and years later, they found unmarked graves on the old sites of the residential schools where it is suspected that children have been buried, Indigenous children. It's terrible. It's a national tragedy. Our country is fucking racist and colonialist shit, so we're trying to work through that. But Trudeau was invited to Kamloops we decided to have this day celebrating truth and reconciliation and like hopefully to like move through these like deep historical traumas and find justice for Indigenous people.
Yes.
And Justin Trudeau, instead of going to this thing, which I think would have been a pretty fucking easy, never mind that it's the right thing to do, it would have been a fucking easy political win. He instead decided to go to like an island outside of Vancouver and like vacation and hang out with his family on the day, because National Truth and Reconciliation Day was like a national holiday. So he was just like, I'm going to go vacation to Tofino.
It's a holiday. Yeah,
meanwhile, like, ignore all these fucking Indigenous people who are like, help us not be killed by the government.
Counterpoint. Have you been to Tofino?
No, is it nice?
It's fucking rad, man. I've been surfing there. Look, I'm Albertan. It is my duty to go and ruin BC when I go on vacation.
Tofino's nice,
fantastic.
Actually.
Yeah. I got engaged there. It's a great place to do all sorts of things.
Yeah, maybe. I'm excited to go to Tofino. And then wow, these beaches are nice. Maybe
super
you're
nice.
Right. Truth and reconciliation, boring. Nice beaches, you know, getting a tan.
There you fucking, you just got priceless. Reelected, motherfucker. What the fuck are we gonna do about it?
Priceless.
Okay. Is that the end of the Canadian Politics Corner?
Yeah, I think so. I forgot. I just remember reading that and like being like,
I laughed.
It, It's just fucking such a Justin Trudeau thing to do.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, it's a good one. Good one, Justin. Good one.
Yeah, so we'll have an episode in the future-ish.
Well, I think we should figure out how to do it almost live. Like, I would like this ban list to drop.
I would like to play a couple games so I can have real takes instead of just fucking shooting from the hip.
Okay, well, we'll do it differently, okay? I will spare my eyes. I will keep them virginal until we record. And this is impossible. There's no way I can do this.
Virgin is such a gross word.
It is super gross. Yeah, that's why I used it. Huh. I don't know how to do it. My dream would be to, like, oh, there's a new ban list. Call Eric. Push the record button. Open the list. Be like, holy shit. They did do a booster pack. They listened to me. That would be my dream. That would be my dream.
If you haven't played Sunny in a tournament before, does that make you like a Sunny virgin?
I haven't played Sunny in a tournament, so yes, correct.
I'm a Sunny virgin.
What? I mean, we're hugging her in the thing. Like, I think we should keep that relationship pure.
Like it's a platonic hug?
Yeah. Well, no, it's like a mother to children hug. And let's not ruin that.
Well, depending on where you are from the U.S., that's not a problem. You should cut that joke. As soon as I said it, I was like, you should cut that joke out.
No, it's staying in now.
Okay. Yeah.
Play
some Flesh and Blood for
you. Okay. Like, someday I'll have, like, 45 minutes, and you show me how to play.
Yeah, yeah. We can play Dress Up together.
I'm so looking forward to it.
Have a good night, Phil.
Wait. But, should I put the actual audio of our fucking nonsense at the end of this episode? It was
yes,
fun.
You should.
It was yeah, it's probably funnier than the translation.
Yes, I think you should put the real audio at the end. I also would like you to keep the fucking thing in because...
Keep the fuck... Oh, that's staying in, yeah.
No, that was so funny.
Oh,
and like good. so demented.
Oh, okay. Well, okay, that's that. Good night, everyone. No, it's the afternoon. Go study, Eric. Get out of here.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, bye. I don't know. I could go back and check, but it's probably been a couple months, yeah.
A month or so, probably, like 2 months.
At least 2 months. Let's go with 2 months on the ShadowNet clock official stance. Do you want to talk to us about the new and exciting icebreakers that the rules team has released?
I got in trouble for that, you know.
Oh, did you actually get in trouble?
Yeah, I got my prizes revoked.
Nice. That tournament. That's what you deserve, I think.
I felt like, should I recant the whole story?
I think you should tell people what happened.
Okay, picture this. It's 2 a.m. You've had probably 3 beers. You're sitting in a Discord call, and you tell your friends, hey, I need to... And this call might have many world's top 16 finishes and or continental champions in them. Who can say?
But just a stacked call. Yeah, we've all been it's there, a stacked, of course.
It's a stacked call. And I'm like, we need an eternal deck. And they're like, okay, so we built the dumbest fucking corp deck I've ever seen, which was Sports Game Changer on Brain Rewiring and Neurospike.
Why not? Sounds good.
Why not? It's like, once you have like 6 win conditions, you like are bound to hit 2 of them in a game or something.
Yeah.
So we fucking played that. And then we're like, we're gonna do Liza, and I needed a code gate breaker. Passport, you know, can only be used on Central, so we're like, we need a remote breaker. I didn't want to fucking play Abigail, and then I think we look at all the cryptal breakers, and it was like, hey, like Shiv has the wrong text. So if you look at NeverDB, Shiv has the wrong card text. It currently has the card text of the Sunny's Breaker Shrike, and. It's still up this way on NetRDB, which is so fucking funny.
Did you hear the thing about how FFG lost the algorithm to, like, the Keyforge decks?
Yes.
Do you think the rules team stole it to put together, like, these new cards?
So we were like, oh, yeah, Shiv is a good Codegate Breaker now, so let's play Shiv as Codegate Breaker. And, then, like, the whole point of the tournament, playing in the tournament, was just the beta judge call. Because I'm like, this is funny, right? This is funny.
It's funny until it's just pure angle shooting. Yeah.
I played. So we played the first 2 rounds and we didn't. No one fucking rezzed the code gate.
Wait, were you not the only person on this deck?
No, I was the only person on this deck.
Oh, you're using the Royal Wii.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we didn't see a Code Gate Breaker. I mean, we didn't see a Code Gate. In the third round, our opponent res an Engram Flush.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, Shiv isn't implemented correctly right now. I'm just going to use it to break this Engram Flush for like $6.
Yeah.
And there's a pause, and my opponent's like, yeah, sure.
I mean, if you look it up, that's what it says.
And I was like, I should have called a judge. I felt bad. This was a new player who's playing in the tournament.
Oh,
And I felt bad. Like, I apologize later, but I should have called the judge on myself. But whatever. We get to the fourth round. Shiv installed. They res a fucking gatekeeper. I'm over fucking joyed. And we got a judge call. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
Have you seen I think the logs are probably...
I've seen the document that's called Eric is technically correct or something like that.
It's funny. I do think in some sense, like, yeah, it was just a fucking protest deck, you know? Shrike, by the way, is also the same way. Shrike has the code breaks barriers or something.
Yeah, it's something about the cloud breakers got messed up, I think, and they all rotated around a little bit.
No, but I did get sort of, my prizes got taken away by Nisei for that tournament.
Boom! Justice!
Yeah, I guess. I didn't even know there were prizes.
You don't care about prizes. You have a stack of playmats that you don't use.
No. I don't know. It was funny.
I thought it was a good joke, and I'm also glad you're getting punished.
Well, people were upset. I think there was a subset of people who were actually quite upset that that happened.
No, but it's like, from a different viewpoint, it's textbook angle shooting. It's like, oh, this asshole is like, obviously this was not intended, and he's trying to like play the rules to have this like amazing zero cost decoder.
Yeah, maybe don't release an 80-page document of rules about it to your card then, like a week before a tournament. Hive Mind is the same thing, right? Hive Mind fucking is busted with consume, but they had to like come out and say that.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just like, I mean, the reason I did it is because I'm frustrated with how rules is handling the game right now. And like, I think it's fucking silly in some, these errata are silly in some sense, you know?
Yeah, like unneeded.
Did Shiv need to be errated?
Yeah, I don't think
In the first place, did they? Did anyone want this? Like, I could understand errating all of the standard legal cards.
Yeah.
Who the fuck plays Shiv? You know, like, who needed a Shiv errata? And then, like, also, I just, like, can't stand this, like, sentiment that I don't think even rules, like, puts forth a lot of the time. So if you're on the... Like, first off, I know no one from the rules seems to listen to this podcast. So...
We're safe.
You know, whatever.
Yeah.
We're safe. but, like, a lot of Nisei members often get, like, have the take of, like, you know, like, what the rules team is doing is really good. Like, you know, the rules were so fucked under FFG, and now, like, we're having, like, a coherent, like, the rules work in such a way that, like, it's rules as written, right?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, there's no more guesswork. There's no more Twitter rulings. Do you know where the official card text for Egg Infusion right now is, Phil?
Oh, God, I have no idea.
Not on the card. Not in the rules doc. It's in a Twitter ruling.
Oh, no.
We're fucking... It's FFG Rules 2.0, baby. Electric Googling.
Yeah, I had a lot of hope for, like, the rules team to make it cohesive. And for some reason, I thought that'd be simpler. Oh, man, trying to go through that rules doc. Oh, my God. It's not happening for me. I'm not going to make it.
You know what they should have done, like, straight up? I think they should have been like, hey, listen, it's the start of, like, June. Here's like our first draft of the rules doc.
Yeah.
Everyone can submit feedback.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Because we've been waiting on this rules doc since Gateway dropped.
Well, like, I just don't understand, like, this, like, oh, we don't have enough manpower to edit it. I'm like, what? Like, if you have, if, like, the strike and the.
Yeah.
The strike and the shift things are just fucking, like, because people had to do that for you anyway. Like, people had to sit down and go through this whole doc and point out, like, a bunch of errors that had gameplay affecting results.
It's still one of my top complaints about Nisei is, like, ask for help when you need help. Like,
I just think it's like
the community has your back.
The interface and breach thing is like, it doesn't bother me really. Like, I don't like interface and breach, but I'm like, whatever. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, because at the end of the day, it doesn't affect how I play Netrunner.
Yeah.
These rules changes don't have real consequences.
They literally took the prizes out of your hand. The rules changes.
I'm playing more Netrunner in person. Like, I have Pubrunner every week.
Oh, that seems nice.
There are oftentimes, like regularly, I have to look up cards on my phone to find out the new rules. Like, not my cards, just don't, like my stream.
Most
like,
of it isn't up, new rules.
Well, they changed the text on counter surveillance, and they changed how R&D and the root work. So actually, I do have to fucking figure out and ascertain how this all works together. And my cards don't do what they say anymore.
No.
And if I'm playing in person, I don't want to have NetRunnerDB open to understand what my cards do. I feel like I should be able to read my cards and have a general idea of what's going on here. We had to have like a 3-minute thing on PubRunner on Tuesday about how Wario Tracker works because it's been changed. Or the root system has been changed.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that one has been changed. That's good.
You know what I mean? Code Replicator has different text now, straight up. Like, just different text. Because the timing window changes. It's like, this is a frustrating thing. And also the, like, we're better than FFG rules take at the same time that just makes me fucking frustrated. You know?
I don't know if it's better, but it's an obsession with having, like, this perfect, complete, cohesive game. Whereas, yeah, it would have made more sense to both of us, I think, if it was just like, boom, here's the Nisei stuff, make that perfect and cohesive. You know? The FFG stuff is the FFG stuff.
I don't disagree. I just think it's frustrating me to hear, like, members of the community or, like, Nisei members who are not in the rules position. So, like, these are people who do different jobs and they can have their own opinions. And I'm not saying don't say these things. I'm just saying it's fucking funny to have Nisei people or to have people be like, oh, these new rules are great. Like, we're doing so much better than, we're so much better than FFG. And then it's like, it's the same fucking things. It's the Twitter rulings. It's the rules docs that don't make any sense. And then, like, when I play, like, on some level, like, the Shiv, like, here's, like, my kind of, like, I'm going to get fucking in trouble for saying this.
Here we go. Yeah, you're going to say it. I didn't even know there was Twitter rulings, though. Advertise that shit, Nisei. If you just Twitter, like, fuck.
I think here's the point about the Shiv thing. Fucking tell me for weeks and weeks out that Netrunner is now rules as written, and I played your rules as written, and I got my fucking prizes taken away. You know what I mean? And
someone, like, think of the prizes.
Well, it's just, like, I'm trying to prove a fucking point. And the people who, like, I understand... I'm sure the people who are upset with the Blame Changer write-up and the people who are upset with this thing is like a one-to-one overlap, you know? Like, this is a fucking Eternal tournament that nobody cared about who won.
Yeah.
The stakes were... Like, I tried to pick a tournament where the stakes were literally as lower. If I was playing, like, Shrike as a barrier breaker in, like, Intercontinentals, I would buy a lot of the, like, sort of competitive arguments more strongly. Should I have called a judge in the third round? Absolutely. I will take any criticism... on that, on the front of it, absolutely. I don't disagree with that.
Yeah.
But the fact that I played Shiv as a code gatebreaker is, like, in some sense, highlights the absurdity of an 80-page errata rules document that no one really understands.